First, let me talk about Brian Stowe investigation. The investigation continues. We have received hundreds of tips, but we are still far from solution. I'm imploring the public, I'm asking the fans that may have some information to please come forward. You know, this is an incident which should not define the city. This should not define this team, and this should not define this stadium. Please come forward. We need your information. I'm going to give out the public the tip lines right now. First of all, always, you can call 1-877-LAPD. Or you can call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, T-I-P-S. Or you can text messages to 274-637. That's crimes on most keypads. If you begin every message with LAPD, you'll be anonymous. You can give us information. Next, let me talk a little bit about some additional information on a suspect with a goatee. There's a new crime bulletin. We'll make this available to the media. This crime bulletin describes some facial features on our suspect with a goatee. Please, if you went to the game, if you know somebody that you may think is involved in this, you can go to the LAPD website, LAPD Online. This is available. You'll see the most recent composite with some of the features of the suspect with the goatee. Now let me talk about what we're doing tonight. This is what you'll see when you go into Dodger Stadium. The first thing you do when you get off a freeway off-ramp or getting on a major street that leads towards Dodger Stadium, you're going to see a Los Angeles police car. You see Los Angeles police officers in that car. When you go through the stadium gates, you're going to see Los Angeles police officers again, monitoring activity, making sure our fans are safe. In the outside perimeter around Dodger Stadium, what's commonly known as the parking lots, you will see an increased presence of Los Angeles police officers ensuring that the no tailgating policy is enforced. You will also see an increased presence of Los Angeles police officers in and around the Elysian Park area, making sure the fans, or alleged fans, do not drink in the surrounding park areas before coming to the games. Inside the stadium, again, uniformed police officers that will help to enforce what has always been this stadium's fan code of conduct. You know, if you're unruly, if you're threatening, if you're making comments that would lead to violence, you will be ejected. And if they rise to a criminal level, you'll be arrested. You'll see officers at all the entrances and all the turnstiles. You're going to see an increased amount of lighting in the parking lot. The Dodgers have brought in over 30 additional lights. I brought in some portable lights. We're going to light this place up. I think it's important that people not only be able to find their cars at night, but we are able to keep people safe through increased lighting. We've had meeting after meeting with the Dodgers security folks and with Kroll. They put together a great plan. We're going to implement that plan with one goal, to make this the safest stadium in the United States. And between the Los Angeles Police Department, Dodgers security, and Kroll, we can do that. And that's our pledge to not only the people of Los Angeles, but also Dodger fans. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. I hope everybody enjoys it. I hope everybody acts appropriately. Now I'm going to bring up Bill Bratton.